But this morning, we're going to hear from Alfred Keane, a quiet, reticent man now living in Horsepath, which is where I went to see him, who became a director of the firm before he retired 20 years ago, after 50 years with Morris. He joined him first in 1903, at the age of about 14, and later became his apprentice. How did all this come about?
Through an uncle of mine. He was in the police in Oxford, and he knew of Mr. Morris in James Street. They lived in James Street. And my uncle lived there, too.
And what was Morris doing then? What was his trade?
Oh, he was making bicycles.
And I think you've still got your indentures, in fact, from when you were apprenticed.
Yes. We had to go into Reading because I started with Lord Nuffield first. And then my father found out that it was possible to get some money from some that had been left at the church. It was possible to get £20 to apprentice people. And we got that. It increased my wages, of course. Yes.
Well, in fact, we've got the indentures, and if we just read a little bit of it, he shall teach and instruct, or cause to be taught and instructed, his said apprentice, in the art and trade of motor and cycle engineer, paying unto his said apprentice during the said term a sum of 2 and 6 pence per week during the first year, and then yes. It went up a little bit.
That's right, yes.
And it also goes on to say that your father, I think, had to find and provide the said apprentice during the said term fit and proper tools for learning the trade.
Yes, actually, there was £1 supplied by the church people.
Oh, I see.
They supplied £1.
Now, when you went to work with Morris, and it was cycle work, and did he teach you himself?
Well, a lot of it, yes. And he had another man working for him, yes.
So that was, what, three of you altogether?
Yes, three altogether.
Was he interested already then in motor cars and things like this?
Yes, he was, because he had, at that time, made up an engine for a motorcycle out of castings. He'd already done that before I went to him. He was just starting then with his motorcycles. He made them and showed them at the Stanley Show.
In London, was
it? In London, yes.
And what about cars? When did the four-wheel attraction come for him?
Well, we had one or two odd cars about, in the way of an old Benz, a 3.5 Benz. There were others, but I can't remember the names.
Was this how you learnt about motor cars? Because
that's how I started. And then we gradually got to know about them. Of course, the work progressed. And the motor cars progressed too, the design. And, of course, we used to have them come there to Longwall. They were stored there, you see. And we used to do the repairs.
What were the premises in Longwall like?
In those days, there was just one long shed, and the workshop then was upstairs. So we used to use the downstairs as for storage and that sort of thing, and upstairs as a workshop. And the left-hand side was used by a fruiterer in Oxford as a kind of a warehouse.
Bicycles on one side and fruit on the other.
That's right, yeah.
I hope they didn't get mixed.